Locals Only with John Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.
You can reach, but you can't grab it. You can hold it, control it, no, you can't bag it.
Radio Nova, this is Locals Only. That's the band everybody was talking about last week, of course, at the iTunes launch of the new iPhone 6. U2, and that is Discotheque. Okay, coming up, we're going to be talking to Rainy Boy Sleep later on. Steve's going to be in from the band, and we're also going to be chatting with Roisin Dwyer. She's got the Hot Press Band of the Week. But up first are the Rattling Kind. These guys weren't with us before, but it's great to have Eddie, James, Tom and Ben in studio. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Where are you from?
We're mostly all the north side anyway.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm from Donegal. James is from Finglas. Ben here's from Bayside, and Donny Kearney fella over there.
And you're rushing off to a gig later, aren't you?
Grasshopper and Clonay, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
One more member just couldn't make it tonight. He's from Donny Kearney as well, John.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. And gigs wise, have you many of them, scheduled for the next couple of weeks and months?
We're not busy actually this weekend with the whole Guinness Amplify thing, you know. We're in the Zodiac on Wednesday night, Thursday night. We're gigging Friday in the, where was it? Bottom the Bottom of the Hill. Friday, the A1, R10. Saturday, we're done Rock the Park, Father Collins Park. That was part of the Dublin City Council.
Yeah, we're playing.
It's
a great day out, actually, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and...
You're not short of work, anyway.
No.
Are you getting paid for all this?
No.
Listen to Delaney's last night as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, listen to Delaney's.
A blagger.
All right, and listen, what are the influences? Who do you like listening to? And what's kind of rubbed off on you over the years?
Well, Eddie would have been mad into his ballads and stuff like that.
Mm.
And himself and James, do ballad sessions and that. They'd be very into their Irish music and that. Then you have myself and Ben would be more kind of indie, kind of rock and stuff. Hipster.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. He's kind of laughing at you.
But it's that little kind of mesh of influences, I suppose, that we try and
they wear the
put across.
Jeans.
Oh, no.
And they wear the baggiest ones possible. Yeah.
And do you do covers? do you do many covers at gigs?
Yeah, we do a few covers. Like, and they do the pub gigs, you do a bit of a mix, you know. We throw our own stuff in amongst others as well, and it mixes in quite well with what we do, But,
Now, when you're at home, maybe if you're not gigging on a Saturday night or a Friday night and you're watching these X Factor shows on TV, what are your thoughts on those?
One last one.
Now, no bad language, just tell me.
I watch them because the missus watches them as well, they make a lot of fools out of people,
Mm.
So even if they have a dream and you want to sing, that's their only opportunity to have a go at it, Boy, they do. Some of them really make. I was watching the bit of one this morning, and the poor girl, she just got lashed out standing on the stage in front of how many thousands of people,
It's nerve-wracking.
And all she wanted to do was run away, but she just kept giving her, grief,
I know.
Soul-destroying, in a way.
Yeah. So what are you going to do for us first? What's the first song you're going to do?
This is a song we're going to be recording quite soon. It's called The Ballad of Lugs Bannock, and Lugs was a fella, he was a guard in Dublin City. He was well known for being one of the fairest kind of guards that ever graced the streets,
Okay, yeah.
If you were caught robbing a loaf of bread because you were hungry, clip around the back of the ear. But if you're out stroking for, to make money, he'd put you, you know, we'd obviously be a proper guard, as you'd say. Like,
and you've
treat you accordingly, yeah. Again, last for thought there.
And you're going to do the ballad of Lugs Brannigan.
Lugs Brannigan, yeah. I'm just trying to tell the story of him, really, in a way.
Okay, great. Okay, Rattling Kind, that's what they're called. And these guys are going to be doing a gig tonight in the Grasshopper in Cluny. And they're going to do Ballad of Lugs Brannigan here on Nova.
Of a man, a big heavyweight champion. Oh, you never see the likes of him today. He was hard and he was tough. He'd take any man fist to cuff. But a well-respected rogue throughout the town. From the fracas of Baldoyle, all the mystics on a Friday night. You know him and the boys were sure to be around. As the protection and detection of any hooligan intervention. You know a riot squad like never seen before. From the liberties to Garden Street, 27 steps down to the diamond. Lugs Brannigan, protector of the streets. Not a side of his Bedford fell will put the fear of any man. His unit was a force not a mess with. And if he seen you scrapping out on the street and he taught you up quick with your hands and your feet, it encouraged you to take up the boxing. From the liberties to Garden Street, 27 steps down to the diamond. Lugs Brannigan, protector of the streets. See a man on his own walk up to an animal gang and say, "Here there you boy, no bull today." And as I walk along these chalk lined streets, it's hard to believe what you find at your feet. As my granny would say, it ain't like the old days. From the liberties to Yadler Street, 27 steps down to the diamond. Lugs Brannigan, protector of the streets. From the liberties to Yadler Street, 27 steps down to the diamond. Lugs Brannigan, protector of the streets. La da da da. Lugs Brannigan, protector of the streets. La da da da, la da 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 da. Lugs Brannigan, protector of the streets.
Radio Nova, locals only, and that's a tribute to Lugs Brannigan. He was a boxer as well, wasn't he?
He was a boxer as well. He was known to actually referee as well, boxing matches over in the stadium, and it was a story that apparently he was resting in a boxing match, and some fella runs in and tells him there's a bit of aggro going on down the road. So this sort of fella jumps into the ring, takes over, he goes off down the road on the bike, sorts out the argy-bargy, and comes back up an hour later or whatever, you know.
God,
a lot like
he was a father figure to a lot of people living in the area, wasn't he?
Yeah, like we mentioned in the animal gangs and stuff like that, like years ago in the buildings in town were very rough places, like a lot of police wouldn't even enter them, you know.
Yeah.
People that just had no money, like in dire poverty, like. But he was the only one that kind of ever entered into the buildings. Like he was a Dublin man himself, and he
fearless. Yeah,
yeah, and he treated people like they were people, really. You know.
Yeah, good. Oh, that's great. That's a great song. And of course, he was around during the Rising. I'm sure, was he in 1916?
No, would have been.
Well, he would have been a young fella anyway, wouldn't he? He'd have been a young boy anyway around the time.
The 50s kind of thing is when. Yeah, well, he would have been. He would have been born in. I can't remember reading the whole thing about
it. Would have been around 1909, 1910, around that time, I'd say he was born.
But yeah, that'd be correct.
He lived, I think he died when he was around 76, 77,
that's
or something
right,
like that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so that's the Ballad of Lugs Brannigan. And when you're not now going out to the Grasshopper and Cluny doing gigs around the city and around Leinster and all that, what do you do to relax when you're not doing the music? Are you guys into golf? Are you into anything else other than the music?
Football golf was my time of day.
Yeah.
football golf.
Surprising how much I have to explain that to people.
Yeah.
Foot golf. What's foot golf?
Just sound like you're saying something else there, but anyway.
Oh, you should. We kind of looked there for a minute.
At first, I thought it was like a football pitch with like golf clubs, and but that just sounds terribly dangerous to me. Like,
yeah.
I know we have hurling in this country, but I wouldn't fancy golf clubs and golf balls, but.
Would you think about going over to the UK or anywhere, or even to Scotland? Now they'll be independent. You can head over there,
yeah,
and do a few gigs.
They'd be loaded over there, but then we get their own independence.
I'm much more of a Euro. Be working in Scotland in 5 years.
Yeah,
battered Mars bars and everything. Yeah,
if the opportunity ever came about, we'd love to. Like, you know,
okay, yeah, because you don't always think you just have to do it here in Dublin or Wicklow or Kildare or Meath or anywhere. You can always go around the country, go up to Northern Ireland, and go over to the UK and do gigs over there. You know, make a few quid over there. The only thing is, your family won't see you for very much. That could be a problem.
They'd be glad of that.
Oh, would they? They'd be glad. But then it's going to work then.
They're glad I'm here, to be honest.
Okay, what are we going to hear next? We're going to hear something called Open Letter, is that it?
Open letter. We released this onto iTunes there at Friday Gone, and there's a video up. Pretty cool video.
Did you do what you two did and put it up for free or anything, man?
No, not just yet.
The gig, actually.
We're putting on a gig. It's the 24th of October. And it's kind of to launch this single, and it's all the proceeds on the night are going to Aware.
Oh, so brilliant.
It'll be a bit of a raffle. I actually will have
it's very interesting line.
Gift vouchers from Pins and Needles as well, tattoo places in Dublin, in Fishborough and out in the
And where are charity for? Is it depression and all that sort of stuff?
Depression, anxiety disorders and stuff like that as well.
Well, that's for a great cause, and I'm sure that's. What date is that? The
24th of October.
Friday, the 24th of October.
The whole idea of the song basically is to touch on to like substance abuse and stuff like that, where people with depression generally come to way.
Excellent. Well, it's a great idea, and look, we'll give it another mention. Just to make sure you email me a few weeks before it, and we'll mention it here on Locals Only. Now we're going to hear Open Letter. Okay, did you guys write this one? Or is it a combined effort from the band, or is it just one person write the song?
Tom wrote this.
This
is ours. It was my godfather. It's suffered from depression.
So that's it's close to your heart, actually. The whole thing.
Yeah, but obviously, with any of our songs, like. It was a weird one because.
Was he a private man? Was he very private? Would he have talked about it?
He would have been, yeah. The song, a lot of it is about kind of the confusion, even from the outside. Like, I mean, we didn't really know how to handle that, and I think as a country, we don't.
We don't.
We're getting there.
It's important that people. It's important that people, if they do have depression, is to talk about it. Even if it's not to a family member or a friend, even go to somewhere. There's loads of places around. Samaritans are there.
Definitely.
You know, there's loads of places you can go and talk, and there's nothing to be ashamed about.
No, you're on your own either.
No, exactly.
Gets depressed somewhere in life.
There's no stigma to it now. People shouldn't feel anything about it. If they have that problem, they should go and talk about it and sort it out. And it'll be fine, you know. Okay, Open Letter, Rattling Kind. This is Locals Only on Nova. Let's have a listen. Radio Nova, that is The Rattling Kind, and that is Open Letter. Those songs are available to download now, are they?
Yeah.
Where can we go? iTunes?
iTunes, yeah.
Where else?
iTunes, SoundCloud, Amazon.
SoundCloud.
You're Amazon. Talking into the floor there.
Yeah, iTunes, SoundCloud, Amazon, Google Play Store, all the online.
Excellent. Okay, and just look up The Rattling Kind and it should get you there. Have you music videos to go with any of these songs, yeah?
Yeah, there's a video. We got a video made by the Crooked Gentleman,
Sean Ryan.
Basically, we gave him the song. Tom gave him the song, and he gave him a little spiel about what it was about or whatever. And he came back with the video, and we were blown away by it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
YouTube, look up The Rattling
YouTube,
Kind.
Yeah.
There you go. Guys, good luck with the gig tonight in
Cheers.
The Grasshopper in Cluny. Hopefully we'll have you again in 2015. Right, we're going to be talking to Roisin Dwyer next with the Hot Press Band of the Week.
Locals only with John Bowe.
Radio Nova.